Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mickey from Burnsville.
Hey, Burnsville, Minnesota?
Minnesota, yes.
I've been there. How are things in Minnesota?
Just nice and cold, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like it that way, though, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Makes you feel at home. Yeah, there you go.
Go Bears.
Well, Mickey, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
Come on, Mom, don't be such a grouch. Who cares how I sit on the couch? Don't fly off the hilt when I lean, slump, or tilt. It's good for my spine when I...
slouch.
Right. Very good. It's a mom mantra. Sit up straight. But according to a new study, that perfect posture causes chronic back pain. It turns out that reclining, slouching, is the best position for your body. So slouch away, America. Next up, why putting an eye out is actually good for you. And why, if Billy Morton were to jump off a cliff, you should too. All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
He might tell better jokes and make merry if we loosened him up with some sherry. The swift boat took its toll on the likable pole where it's last place for Senator...
Kerry.
Yes. Let us take a moment to pity John Kerry. For him, this is like being picked last in gym class all over again. The Quinnipiac University Polling Institute asked people to rate 20 top American political figures on how likable they were. And wouldn't you know, John Kerry came in last, number 20. Respondents liked everybody else, Newt Gingrich, Hillary Clinton, Genghis Khan, everybody, better than they liked John Kerry. Peter Brown of the Polling Institute put it bluntly, Americans know who he is and have pretty much decided they don't like him.
Mm. Could his face get any longer?
I mean, yeah.
What's with the long face? Sorry.
Am I the only one who thinks he looks like one of the trees that throw apples in the Wizard of
Oz?
Yes.
Yeah. That or a Sharpay. You're right. Yeah.
No, that's Britt Hume.
All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Zune's word choice sounds dumber than dirt. It seems file sharing might soak your shirt. Give the player a squeeze, then you'll send songs with ease. They'll just splash through the air with a...
squirt?
Yes, a squirt. Very good. Microsoft released its new digital music player, the Zune, this week. And tech writer Andy Ignatow spoke for the world when he said that using it is, quote, about as pleasant as having an airbag deploy in your face. Unquote. In classic Microsoft style, it is difficult to set up and almost impossible to use. You can't even buy songs for it with money. Instead, you have to use something called Zune Points. The big selling point of the device from Microsoft, they say, is that you can share music with another Zune by a wireless transfer method they call squirting.
Oh.
And that, no, don't you laugh. That's why Bill Gates is the world's richest man. Many people can invent a subpar music player, but only a genius could make it vaguely disgusting. Carl, how did Mickey do in our quiz?
She did great, Peter. Three correct answers, so Mickey, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Excellent.
Well done, Mickey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Computer love.